Jai Guru Dev. So today we celebrate the birthday of Rama. So, as you know, Lord Rama, he stands for Dharma. You know, he was a very righteous king. Of course, in his life, when you read about it, then the question we were asked, why he put Sita away? No? This is a question that said he was so Dharma, but why he didn't do the Dharma of a husband also? You see, this question arise because at that time, how people used to look at things was different from today. Actually, you see, when your wife stay even one day in the house of another man, apart from the father, at that time, she was not even allowed to enter the house. That's how it was at that time. So, as I said, he's portrayed as the Dharma, you know, he's righteous. So when he came back to Ayodhya, they reproached him. You know, he heard that people are accusing him. Why did he take his wife again after so long? Very often this question arises during satsang. They ask, you know, he's so nice and so, even when the sister of Ravana came to tempt him, he didn't allowed, you know, himself, you know. He just said, no, I have my wife, that's it. So why then when Sita was there, he have to let go of it? You have to understand that when Sita was in Ravan place, it was not Sita himself, herself. It was a shadow of Sita who was there. The real Sita was guarded by Agnidev. You see, Agnidev have a close connection to Rama. Very, very close connection. Rama, father, could not conceive. They could not have children, you know. I don't know which problem they had. So, he had three wives, so for sure he had the problem. So they could not conceive. So they did lots of penance, lots of prayer. But didn't happen. So one day Narad Muni came to Dashrath and said, look, you have to do a special prayer because the Lord himself have chosen to incarnate into your dynasty, you know, into your lineage. So do this yagna. If it is pleased to the Lord, he will bless you. So they did a big yagna. That's why we do the yagna for Ram's birthday. You know, we don't do bhajans, we do yaj. So this symbolizes the yaj, which the fruit of what is the fruit of the penance, the fruit of what you have asked there during this yagna, the Lord will fulfill. So the Lord was happy because it was planned like that. But he had to incarnate into this dynasty of Yadava, Raghuvansh. So when in Vaikuntha he announced, he said, look, Ravana had been born on earth, because this is one of the incarnation of Jaya and Vijaya, which was cursed long. So they have to come to fulfill the mission. You know, he have to incarnate to kill him. So the Lord said, okay, fine, I will go. So when he leave Vaikuntha, doesn't mean that he's not there present. You see? The fullness of him, it is always there. Even when he's incarnated, he's fully present there. So he announced it to all the devas, devas, please, now I will be born on earth. I will need all your assistance. So you all go. So some, when they heard that, they rushed quickly, fast, lightning speed, they incarnate. Waiting for him to come. So when the time arrived, so they were doing the big yagna, you know, Dashrath and his free wife, Agnidev appeared with two mango. And he gave it to Dashrath, said, here, take this. This will, you will, if each one of your wife eat that, they will have one baby. And then he looked, you have two mango. So he give two queen. And of course there were Kekei, there was one queen who was there also, you know. The three, they were like sisters. It was not like nowadays, you know, against each other. They were very close to each other. So they look at their sister, said, how can we eat something, you know, not giving to her? So what they did? They divide the two mango and give it to her. So she got two son, and the other two queen get one. So imagine if there will be one, only one mango, what will be? Huh? Only one child, no? So the Lord will be full incarnation in himself. It will be a Purna avatar. So because of the separation, so he also have to separate himself. So in that incarnation of Lord Rama, he separate himself, that Adishesh became Lakshman, because this is separate. You know, Adishesh is separate from Narayana. That's why he gave two mango. One will be for the incarnation of Sheshnag, and the other one will be incarnation of Narayana himself. So when it's taken half, so what have to be incarnate? Is a Shankha and Chakra. So Bharat became the chakra became Bharat, and the shank became Shatrughna. So, like that, when the time come, when the Lord was descending from Vaikuntha into the spheres, into on earth, all the devas were there present to welcome him. Of course, not physically, because each time have incarnated different places, like Shiva have incarnated into Hanuman in South India. But yet, they were pretty waiting for him to come, because they know their mission. So that's what we celebrate today. So coming back to the Agni, you know, the fire, So when Sita also, before going to, before being kidnapped by Ravana, Rama have given Sita to, how say, to Agnidev to look after. So that's why when he finished killing Ravana, he said, I don't want this Sita. And everybody was shocked, saying, who, why, you know? Because he would not even look at her. Then he said, put a fire, let her sit in the fire, then I will take her. And everybody was shocked. They said, my goodness, you are so righteous. And then he said, you want to burn your wife now? And when they lit the fire, Agnidev came and said, here. He took the shadow of Sita into the fire and then returned the real Sita to him. Of course, Sita was pure in herself, you know. So Ravana, even being a mad king or a demon, whatever you want to call him, he was just. He never wanted to, he always, you see, he forced Sita to love him. He pushed to the extreme, but he never forced himself onto Sita. Even one day he lost temper. He was going to, how say, force her, force himself onto Sita. At that moment, he remembered of one curse which he got from one sage. When he was harassing a sage, and the sage cursed him, said, "Whenever, if you force yourself onto somebody, you will be killed on the spot." So at that moment, when he wanted to do, Sita just picked up a small cush of grass and said, if you come near me, I will take back my aspect, who I am, and with that grass, I will kill you. And just a small piece of grass like that. Because Sita Devi is Mahalakshmi. If she take back her true aspect, she's also Durga. She's also Kali. So deep inside, Ravana knew about that. But Ravana was not meant to be killed by Sita. So he didn't. He tried to make her love him, but it didn't work. He wanted Sita to be his wife, his queen also, you know. But it didn't happen. So when Ravana was killed by Lord Rama, he took Sita to Ayodhya again, of course, big festivity. Then the people start questioning, why, you know, Rama had taken Sita again. But as a king, it's not like nowadays the king or the president or the minister, you know. That time, they were very much caring for their people. That time they were there, not for themselves, but for the people. Because the people put them there, they all have a duty to serve the people. So when he heard that the people are unhappy about that, of course he had to react, you know. So he said to Lakshman, go. First he said, go and kill Sita in the forest. But of course, Lakshman can't do that, you know, because he takes Sita as a mother. He said, no. He went and left Sita into the forest, into, how say, sage Valmiki ashram. So when Valmiki took Sita and raised her for 7 years, she was there. And Rama didn't know that Sita was there. But for him, every single day, his mind was on her. To prove this, that he cared for her, you know, he made a gold, massive gold statue of her and put it next to him. And every day he would not sleep at all, thinking that she's not there. So this is how much love he had for her. Even if in the outside it seemed very adharmic, but actually he was doing his dharma. His dharma as a king towards his people. So that's why you see what we celebrate, why we celebrate his feasts, and why his name is so powerful is because what he stands for. The Lord put himself always at the back for his devotee. This is one example of completely surrendering to his devotee. You know, it's the same when somebody asked me a question, you know, when I was explaining about the tilak, you know, we all have the tilak on our forehead, no? And I explain about that, no? What the tilak stand for. We have it, no? We make it to remind us of the lotus feet of the Lord, no? Then somebody asked me, but why does he wear it? Why does he wear his own footprint on his forehead? Actually, it's not his footprint. Why he wear the tilak is to remind himself of the bhakta. This is a love of the devotee, the love of the bhakta, that's why he has the tilak on. So, we do the arti. So, as Lord Rama was always doing his dharma, each person in this life, the incarnate, with a specific dharma to do, no? And this dharma, life guide you towards that dharma. It's not into your hand whether you want to do it or not to do it. In reality, that people always come and say, oh, what is my dharma in life? Of course, the universal dharma is to realize yourself and attain God, you know, lotus feet. But to do that, you have to learn to accept what God gives you also. You know, and if he have put you in a way that you have studied something and you live your life in a certain way, yeah, put your life in a certain stages, you know, have given you a work, you have to learn to love that. Even if you don't agree with your mind, you know, say, oh, I don't like this work. Who like their work? Very much, very often, because nobody would like to go in the morning and come back in the evening working. This is now normal human attitude. But if you love it, you realize that the divine have given that to you. And that's the dharma, which will lead you to your aim also. It's not about changing. It's good that everybody would say, yes, I would like to work on the spiritual way, but that is spiritual way. Spiritual way is to learn to accept what God have given you. If God have given you something, you can't even accept it. What spiritual way are you going to work on? And that becomes the dharma. That is where you are standing. Of course, later it would develop to become more. When you finish the dharma, what you have incarnated into the world for, then he will reveal itself to you what your inner dharma will be. And if you want to jump over the outer dharma, to jump directly into the inner dharma, difficult. He said, I have given you something that you can handle in the outside and you are not even handle it properly. So why would I give you something that to handle from inside? How would you handle that? Something that you can't even handle with your mind. Something which did in the outside, you can handle with your mind. And something which did inside, how would you handle it with your mind then? So that's the dharma. But Rama also stands for, that's what he's showing, you know. To do one dharma into the outside, you know. It's very important. Each one have its own dharma. Each one is very important into that. The role of a priest is to be a priest. The role of a banker is to be a banker. You can't put a priest into the bank. You know? And somebody which is searching for God, you put it in the bank, you should be sure that the bank will be ruined completely. And together with him, all the people. And that's, if you realize that wherever God has put you, that's what is your dharma to do. Try to enjoy it, even if you don't agree with it.